The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. Now, here is timely news from Firestone. Here's fun in the sun for the whole family all summer long. Just imagine you can now get a fence-supported outdoor pool big enough to accommodate the whole family for only $38.88 at your nearest Firestone dealer or store featuring home and auto supplies. This pool is constructed of strong vinylite with a snug-fitting, self-adjusting, overlapping color which attaches to the plastic-coated welded steel fence. And it has a convenient drainage for the garden hose coupling, so you can water the lawn when you drain the pool. Included in this amazing value at no extra cost is a floating air mattress, 36 inches by 24 inches in size, which the kids will love and which will help them with their swimming lessons. And remember, this pool is really big, 10 feet in diameter and 20 inches deep. So for only $38.88, you can keep cool in your private pool this summer. You can open a 30-day charge account or buy on convenient budget terms at your nearby Firestone dealer or store.
Looking over the clothes we want to take to Europe. Come on up.
Well, I'd better move some of the things off this chair so she has a place to sit down. Are you taking this suit, too?
Oh, I don't know what I'm taking, Aunt Effie. Hi, Eleanor.
Hello. My goodness, seems to me I stopped in last week and you were doing the same thing.
We do it every day, practically. We got orders from the Lord and Master that we could just take one suitcase apiece.
One?
Yes.
So each day we have to keep eliminating things. It's just impossible to try and get everything you need in one suitcase.
When are you leaving?
Sometime in July.
I know, but when exactly? What day?
I said, when are you leaving?
Yeah, I know. I heard you. I just, I don't know. When are we leaving, Aunt Effie?
Well, I don't know. That's all he's ever said, isn't it? Sometime in July?
Yes. After all, he's going on business, you know, Ellen, and we're just tagging along.
Well, I know, but you can't wait until the last minute and then expect to get reservations on anything, planes or boats. Why, they're booked up months in advance. Don't you have reservations on anything?
Well, Aunt Effie and I want to go by boat.
Mm. Well, if you don't have reservations, you won't get them now.
Well, they've been so busy talking about it and planning, I never thought about the detail.
Well, making reservations is hardly a detail, is it?
Well, no.
My goodness, I hope we're going.
Well, so do I. Oh, dear, I better call him at the office. What if he hasn't thought about it?
Oh, well, of course he has.
I hope.
You know, a country living in the summertime would be well nigh perfect if it weren't for nature's dive bombers. Bee stings can be painful. Mosquitoes are a pain wherever they light. Keep your screens in good repair, and if you have an outdoor patio, a thorough spraying of the area before company comes will keep bugs away for hours. A floodlight away from the patio helps divert the critters, too. Remember, it takes a plan to have the summer fun you can. A plan perhaps like this.
And now, Bridgeport, your very best spray to keep insects away, brings you Jonathan Winters as Granny Frickard on the telephone.
Hello, Granny.
Gee, son, I want to thank you for that Bridgeport slug-a-bug. The grandchildren are just having a ball playing a new game called Kill. They're killing the mosquitoes and the flies and the gnats. It's so much fun with slug-a-bug.
That's right. Bridgeport slug-a-bug is fast and safe. Safe to use near children, food, and pets. Remember, bugs can't get away from a Bridgeport spray.
Where have I been? What do you mean, where have I been?
Working. I called your office about 3 this afternoon, and they said you just stepped out, and I said be sure and have him call him the minute he gets back, and you never called.
Oh, well, I didn't go back to the office. I got tied up in a conference, and then, well, it was 5:30, so I just came on home. What are you in such a tizzy about?
The reservations.
What reservations?
What reservations? Oh, listen to him.
Huh? don't know what you're talking about. Are we going somewhere?
Oh, are we going somewhere? Really, dear? No.
Look, I planned to work in the yard tonight. I didn't know we were going out. What, is this something special?
No, not tonight.
Europe?
Yes, yes.
Are we going to Europe?
Oh, Jen,
I want to know when we're leaving. That's what Elmer said. She asked me, she said, when are you leaving? And I said, sometime in July.
Yeah?
And she said, well, yes, I know, but what day exactly?
Yeah?
And I didn't know.
What do you mean you didn't know?
I didn't know the exact day.
Why?
Why what?
Why didn't you know? I mean, can't you look it up?
Look what up?
Look up the date the boat sails. What's the matter with you?
Well, don't you know?
I don't remember exactly either, for Pete's sake. I've got a lot of other things on my mind, too, in regard to the business end of this trip. I mean, you wanted to go over by boat, and I said I didn't care which one. Anyone that sailed after July 15th.
Yes,
so...
I know.
Well, you and Aunt Effie finally decided that you wanted to go on the Queen Elizabeth because it was, well, it only took 5 days. And I said, well, all right, fine. That was all right with me.
Yes, so... that's right. We did say that. Remember, we thought it would be better to take a faster boat. Then we'd have more time in Europe.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, the Queen Elizabeth is fine, dear.
Well, as I recall, we didn't have a great deal of choice. Anyhow, we had to pick one that sailed the end of July.
That's right.
I know.
All right, all right. What are you complaining about?
Darling, I'm not complaining. I just didn't know when it sailed.
Ask me. I don't remember exactly, but it seems to me it was the last day of July or something like that. Look up the sailing schedule and see.
Where did we put all those travel folders?
Oh, right there. And if you're in the drawer of that end table, all that stuff in there, it's right on the
front. Why do you get so excited about what day it sails? I mean, we've still got more than a month before we leave.
Darling, I wasn't excited about that. I know we talked about the Queen Elizabeth. I just didn't know it was definitely decided that's the one we'd go on, honey. That's all.
What do you mean?
No, it's all right. It's fine. It's just fine. I just didn't know it was definitely decided that was the one. That's all.
You and Aunt Effie are the ones that decided. I don't see how you can say
here
that you
is.
Didn't...
Oh, the Queen Elizabeth sails from New York July 29th and arrives in Southampton August 3rd.
Oh. Isn't it exciting? Honestly, now it really seems as though we're going.
Yes. Oh, it's just thrilling.
I don't know how you can say you didn't know that we decided on the Queen Elizabeth. But Pete says, haven't you received any confirmation?
About what?
About what?
Yes, about what?
About the reservation. Haven't they confirmed the reservation?
Well, I don't know, dear. I haven't gotten anything.
No. Well, hasn't she called you?
Oh.
Who is this Miss Boardman, whatever her name is, at the travel agency?
Oh, Miss Boardman. What about her?
Well, hasn't she called you to confirm our reservations on the boat?
Why, no.
Well, for the love of my... Well, you better call her up and check on it.
Well, she doesn't know anything about it.
She doesn't... Didn't you make the reservations?
Didn't I? Why, no, didn't you?
Me? Why, no, I...
You told me your secretary
you
would make
told
a travel arrangement.
This
that
woman
is what
at
you
the
said.
Travel agency assured you it would be better to get reservations through her. And I said, go ahead,
You never said anything.
Well,
I think you both better sit down and I'll get the smelling salts. Now, there's no sense glaring at each other. These little misunderstandings happen in the best of families.
Little misunderstanding? This is hardly a little misunderstanding. I am due in London on business the first part of August.
I'm sure we can get something. Now, you know how it is in restaurants. They always say they're filled up if you haven't any reservations. But if you slip the head waiter a little tip, you can always get a table.
Aunt Effie, the steamship lines do not operate that way. You can't slip them a little tip and expect to get a stateroom. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're booked up. We've been reading in the papers. They expect this to be the biggest tourist season yet.
You told me that your secretary was going to handle the travel arrangements because this was a business trip.
That is correct. That is right. I did. And then you told me that this Miss whatever her name is at the travel agency.
Valerie Borman.
Borman assured you it would be better for her to make the reservations. I said, okay, go ahead. It didn't matter to me.
No, you never said that.
That
now, there is no sense in both of you going
Look,
on like
I
this.
I know that's what I said, and I'll tell you why. Since I'm going on business and my expenses will be paid, I could go first class myself. Mm-hmm. And you and Aunt Effie said you couldn't afford to go first class, so I said I'd go along with whatever you could afford, either cabin or tourist. And you said you'd look into it and make the reservations. That was weeks ago. That's exactly the way it happened.
Well, how come you never asked about it before?
Oh,
For the love of it, you and Aunt Effie have done nothing but talk about the trivia and make plans. I just assumed that it was all taken care of. I didn't even care myself what boat we went on. I said you could decide.
You didn't say anything.
I know it's disappointing. We wanted to go by boat, but if we can't, we can't. Then we'll have to go by plane.
Have to go? Planes are booked up.
Oh, boy. I think of walking into the office tomorrow and telling my boss that after all the preparations for my going to Europe on business, mind you, something I've known about for 5 months, because of a little misunderstanding, as you call it, no reservations for me. You think I'm an idiot. You'd be right.
Oh, the travel agency. Oh.
Now, here's a foolproof formula for making the head of your house a happy man on Father's Day. Be sure his gift is Old Spice, and watch his face light up. Yes, this Father's Day, treat him to Old Spice by Schulten, finest grooming aids a man can use. Give him a truly luxurious way to shave. Old Spice Smooth Shave. Rich, thick lather in a push-button container, $1. If he uses an electric shaver, give him Old Spice Pre-Electric Shave Lotion. Sets up his beard, speeds up his shaver, $1. Or shoot the works on a really deluxe gift, the Old Spice Treasure Chest. 7 great grooming aids, everything for his shave and his shower in a magnificent red box, $7. There are so many Old Spice gifts to choose from, priced from $1 to $7. Finest grooming aids a man can use. Remember,
Old Spice means quality.
Said the captain to the bosun, and for the package with the ship that sails the ocean.
Answers. I told you that travel bureau closes at 6. I'll call first thing in the morning.
Now maybe you better plan to go down there. I think you get much better service in person on these things.
Oh, wait a minute. Here's another travel bureau listed. Let me try this one.
I don't understand it. All my life I've wanted to go to Europe. Now when we planned on it, thought of nothing else, that we could slip up on the most important thing of all, making reservations. The most important thing!
Oh, that's always the way, dear, like bridegrooms forgetting the wedding ring. Now, don't worry. I'm sure it'll all work out. Remember, there's always a silver lining.
Hello. Hello, the Billings Travel Bureau. Is this the Billings Travel... it sounds like 2 billion people milling around. Hello.
Oh, it's busy.
Oh, yes, Billings Travel Bureau. Yes, please. Listen, I'd like some information on... No, information. Yes. Well, look, I know this is rather short notice, but what kind of reservations can I get for 3 people, plane or boat, to Europe? But next year? No, next month. Hello?
You didn't have anything?
Apparently not.
Well, I know one thing. I've planned to go to Europe, and I'm going if I have to swim.
Yeah, well, get out our bathing suits. I guess that's about the only way any of us will get there.
What did he say?
He didn't say anything. He just laughed, sort of hysterically, and hung up. Well, I hate to be a killjoy, but I'm afraid this will be remembered as the year we did not go to Europe.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and Dorothy Duckworth and is produced by Walter Hart.